Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
On the Upper East Side, a 19-year-old woman was walking when all of a sudden she was sexually assaulted. Police say this happened near Gracie Mansion around 1:20 this morning when a man suddenly pushed her to the ground and sexually assaulted her. She started screaming and then started running east, and then he took off running eastbound. Mateo is a doorman. He saw what was happening and ran outside.
The guy saw me coming and then he stopped raping the girl and basically started running up towards York. I tried to chase him, try to trip him or something, but he had a good lead on me.
So far, no arrests have been made, but police are asking if you have any information to give Crime Stoppers a call. That number is 1-800-577-TIPS. You can always report tips anonymously. Over in Brooklyn, fire officials say that four people suffered minor injuries and one firefighter was seriously hurt. This was at a fire that broke out past 1 p.m., before 1 p.m. in Midwood, Brooklyn. The cause of that fire is under investigation. Well, the Marriott in Jamaica, Queens turned into a migrant shelter, and now it's getting sued millions of dollars as a result. Our Carol Dioria.
The lawsuit is by Marriott International against its franchisee, Pride Hotel in Jamaica, Queens. Pride is the Marriott's budget-friendly division. Pride Hotel was supposed to open last November. Instead, it turned itself into a migrant shelter. But the lawsuit says the owners of Pride Hotel did not have Marriott's permission to do that, violated the franchise agreement, and furthermore, the legal complaint says Pride owners failed to remove the Marriott signs and the branding, and it failed to pay the franchisee fees. A New York Times report says one in five New York City hotels are now shelters. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
A former girls soccer coach is now behind bars. This happened on Long Island. 27-year-old Justin Bradbury from Long Beach previously worked at Dix Hill Soccer Club. He was the coach for a group of girls, and he was arrested last night after Suffolk County police say he was sending sexually explicit messages to a 13-year-old girl. He met her as she attended this soccer club, and the messages dated back since April. He's now facing charges. This includes attempted use of a child in a sexual performance, criminal solicitation, and endangering the welfare of a child. Today, he is being arraigned in Central Islip. AccuWeather calling for sun, breezy at times, and lower humidity, a high of 85. Tonight, it's going to be clear and comfortable, a low of 67 in the city, and it's going down to 50 in some of the coolest suburbs, starting to feel like fall. In Brooklyn Heights, police are looking for a group of pro-Palestinian protesters turned vandals. They sprayed red triangles all over a building. It's a symbol that's used by Hamas to mark military targets. This was at an apartment building in Brooklyn Heights where a top Columbia University official lives. Now, police have put pictures of the suspects out. Four of them are women. One of them is a male. They say the male suspect was actually caught on camera inside of the building's lobby, seen wielding a hammer around. Now, police say a sixth person also may be involved. They were walking with a bike and spotted near where the vandals struck. So far, no arrests have been made. Soon. A chef at the American Dream Mall in New Jersey is headed to compete on a Food Network hit show. You might know this one.
You know the rules. Three rounds, mandatory mystery ingredients. If your dish doesn't cut it, you will be chopped.
Let's hope 35-year-old John Thomas isn't chopped. Well, he's been cooking for about 20 years, a little over 20 years. He's worked in several restaurants, all of them across North Jersey, and he's going to be serving up some of his best dishes and cooking up a storm for the chance to win $10,000. The episode airs Tuesday at 8 p.m.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.